What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Shireen.
Wow, we have an episode today, an episode.
We have an episode today that makes no sense, but we decided to record it anyway. At least the quality tech-wise is not bad. But we do a little bit of Trivial Pursuit with each other with some trivia that, I don't know, it goes decently. And then Becca and Trisha pop in at the end and we reminisce about old internet websites.
Yeah, the end is the best part. I'm going to go say that. But you should listen to the whole thing if you... I don't know, need some background noise. It was okay. She's right. It wasn't great, but it was okay. Okay, enjoy.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
This is the start of our episode. Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous. The robot voice I was talking about is when you record a thing on Zoom, you have to give your consent, and she goes, "Recording in progress," and you click it, and then you know you're being recorded for the end of time, forever, for the internet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, were you explaining, you know what?
Not everyone is familiar with recording on Zoom. I don't know, I'm not gonna assume everyone knows what that reference was that I started out the show with, recording in progress. But before we did start recording, you said that you wanted to, we can catch up. We can catch up before we get to the meat of the episode.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No, everyone's telling me to watch it. I need to go watch it. It's one at the top of my list right now to see in the theater. I'm guessing you really liked it. I haven't heard bad things.
Go watch.
Yeah.
Okay. A sap. We had Michelle Yeoh on Las Culturistas, and that
Wait,
was
a really?
Highlight of my life.
That's so cool.
Yes, what? She was so great.
Wow.
Been following her since as early as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Wow.
One of my faves.
Yeah, it's fucking legendary. Wonder, we can just get her on this show. I think she'd be fun.
I don't know if it'll be that
easy. She's too big for us?
She might be.
Yeah, but that's so awesome. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, that was really cool. But and I was looking up the directors who go by Daniels. Because it's Daniel Dan Kwan and Daniel Shiner, and so they like go as a duo called Daniels. And then I thought, I was looking at their Wikipedia because I was like interested, and they were like, it says that they started out as music video directors and then did like some promotional stuff for the single Turn Down for What, and I just thought that was funny.
Oh, Did they direct the Turn Down for What? Because that when you said Daniels, it sounded familiar. So I wonder if they like had a moment and then now they're having it again.
Well, they also did Swiss Army Man with Daniel Radcliffe, which was like a pop-off hit.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they did do Turn Down for What, the music video.
Yeah, that was... Do you remember? I feel like it was one of the first videos in like modern history to really go viral. It was like that and Gundam Style. Do you remember that video? It was basically... Or the Turn Down for What? I'm pretty sure it was the one where everyone's falling through ceilings or floors or whatever. There's like... No, is that... Am I wrong? Hold on.
I am... literally searching it right now. Let's see if I can remember it. But I vaguely remember it, and I was like, kind of like, wow, that really kind of like matches the aesthetic of like Everything Everywhere All at Once, like the ability to kind of create this like almost surreal world. They're good at that.
Yeah
They're like falling through a bunch of like floors.
Yeah, exactly. God, I have a great memory for really useless information. That was a pretty interesting video. I like any kind of surrealist style, honestly. I really respect it.
Oh, well, all the comments are being like, fucking wild that 8 years later, these guys made Everything Everywhere All at Once.
See? That was the first moment. They're coming back for another.
It's incredible. Similar aesthetics, shooting and choices. Pretty cool, actually. It's cool how that connects. But yeah, that's all I have.
That's cool. I'm glad you had that experience. I really gotta watch it. I've been meaning to go and see it, but it's on my list for sure.
Turn Down for What?
Turn Down for What? I remember that. What a throwback song to like. It's not even a throwback. Like it was so far away, but
yeah.
I feel like there are Turn so down. Many songs, or like you can. There's a cultural moment that you can remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I'm always like, I'm sorry. Turn Down for What? I it's funny because, you know, that song came out and I found myself constantly asking people like, well, what am I turning this down for?
Right.
And it's huge.
Yeah. Question of the century.
Anyway.
Yeah. That was a good little pivot talk. It was just whatever. I don't have to fucking label everything.
Labels? Whoa.
I just came from my really superficial update. I just came back from Costco, where I ordered my very first pair of prescription sunglasses, hooray, and a bunch of contacts and some new glasses, so I'm upgrading my vision game. It was pretty funny, though. As I was searching for the vision department, I was squinting because I couldn't see, so I thought that was very ironic. I was, like, looking for the vision department while not having any vision, so.
Question, you got new glasses?
Yeah, I got... new regular glasses, like just the other ones, and then I got prescription sunglasses as well, because it was if you buy two you get $40 off. I couldn't pass up that deal, you know. I was only gonna get the one, then I was like, I can't.
At Costco, yeah. If you buy two pairs of glasses you get $40 off.
Yep. So my glasses for the clear ones were only $80.
And what's the other ones?
The other one, I think with the prescription added, it's like 170 something.
Oh, wait, you just got glasses with no prescription in them?
No, I did.
Oh, sorry. You said the other ones with the prescription in them. So I was like,
I meant sunglasses with prescription. And then,
oh, I was like, you literally just bought glasses.
No.
I was like, but don't you need it?
They all have prescriptions. The contact has prescriptions, all of that. But that was a good deal. I could not pass up. I love Costco. It just feels familiar when you walk in, even though it's probably like the image of capitalism and consumerism. There's just something about it.
Why? Because of bulk?
It's just, yeah, it's kind of overwhelming what's overwhelming for me anyway, to think of how all these things have been manufactured and how many Costcos there are in the world and how many things there are. I think that's what overwhelms me. Just like the concept of how many things we need and probably don't need. Just all these things that are everywhere. I don't know.
You know who loves Costco?
My mom. Your dad.
My dad.
Your dad and my mom.
Your dad and my mom. But I will say we were in Idaho this past weekend for undisclosed reasons. Mm-hmm. And I say undisclosed reasons. Just none of your business. And we had some time to kill. My dad's like, actually, no, this was in Utah. This was back when we were in Utah. My dad was like, should we go to Costco? I was like, you want
to
go kill time in Costco right now? He was like, like, yeah, let's go to Costco. And we just went.
That's literally my mom.
Walked around a Costco. And then the whole time, because we were in Utah, Salt Lake City, Costco doesn't sell like alcohol. Like you have to go to liquor stores in Utah, I guess.
Oh, really?
And the whole time my dad is walking around like, can you believe they do not sell alcohol here? I was like, you gotta let it go. Like every aisle, he'd be like, this probably would be where the alcohol would be. I was like, this is literally how you're killing time.
Yeah.
Like it was somewhat making me maniacal.
Oh my God. But yes, my mom does the same thing. Every other time I call her, she's in Costco. Like I know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? For especially during like the height of quarantining, that was like her one excuse to like get out. It's like, I'm going to Costco. I need things. And shrugging.
I'm going to Costco. I need this. You don't understand. I need to go to Costco. Like,
we have to feed an army every day. I don't think you need things. But I will say, today they had...
I need to go to Costco.
I'm really glad I went today because they were giving samples out of vegan cinnamon buns. They're not like marketed as vegan, but there's like the Annie's brand, so they happen to be vegan. And I got two samples, and they were really, really great. And it was just really funny because I was like waiting. It was like 30 seconds left until she was like cutting them up. And so fast, a swarm of people came.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be
careful.
And
just like poaching or like ready to pounce, rather.
Like you genuinely rolls. In situations like that, you need to be careful. You could get trampled. You think I'm joking, but you could actually get trampled.
I've seen videos of Walmart. Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah.
No, Shereen, we're going beyond Walmart. We're talking about Costco food samples. The most dangerous place to be when there's fresh samples. You need to be careful.
No, you're right, though, because it was fresh, and it was so hot, and like the smell was amazing because they were fresh.
God, Sam, I'm getting anxious for you.
No. There was a moment that was really interesting to me because the first woman that really like she made a point to get in front of me in quotes, like she like went closer to the stand. She was a pregnant lady, but she was pregnant, so I couldn't really say anything, and I think she knew that.
Good for you on not attacking a pregnant lady over Cinnabons.
But the way she looked at me was really scary. I was like, chill, it's gonna be enough for everybody in my head. But like she stared me down. I was like, I don't have the energy for this. It's so funny.
What you should have done is been like, I don't give a fuck that you're pregnant. You wait your ass in line, okay?
I mean, you don't, yeah, why do you get special treatment just because you're actually...
No, go on.
Pregnant women have it tough, you know what I mean? No, I'm gonna stop there before I dig my own grave.
No, I like this. I started it.
But I will say that the first person that did take the sample, because she was cutting them up and then putting them in the tray, the employee... And so no one went first. Like, no one took the first one as soon as it was on the tray.
Interesting.
But by the third one, this older woman just comes up from behind us and takes two. When there was just the three, it was so funny to me. I was just like, wow, brave, you know?
It's brave. Brave.
Yeah.
Huge. But, brave.
That was my little Costco adventure today. And the lady at the vision department was really nice. I was trying to FaceTime my mom so she could see if the glasses looked good on me, because I need validation. Because I don't think a lot of glasses match my face shape. But she didn't answer. And then 3 minutes later, she responded to the group chat. So I was like, okay, mama, I get it. But the lady behind the counter really helped me, and she was really patient. And she, like, was my...
What was your mother?
What's the word? Conduit? Is that the right word?
She was your mom.
She was my mom. She was my mom.
Yeah.
Today, listeners... as you can tell, there's no one here but us.
Could you imagine? We literally just made someone listen to all that.
God, I mean, yeah, it's been like 15 minutes almost, maybe 12, whatever. I can't tell time. But today, dear listener, we have another fun game of sorts. And I honestly used to play this game a lot as a kid with my family, because there was like, we went through a phase where we were like buying board games, figuring out like what was what. And one of these games was Trivial Pursuit. And it's just basically trivia in different categories. So I thought it might be fun to play Trivial Pursuit and, like, make it a competition and keep score. Not that, I mean, maybe we can make up what the loser has to do or what the winner gets or something. I didn't think that far, to be honest. But yeah, I found a website that seems pretty interesting with all these categories and stuff. So that's the plan for today.
All right.
Okay, let's just get it. I mean, I guess we can just dive right in. there's a bunch of categories. So the person that's going to guess has the privilege of choosing the category. So they can choose what's going to be asked of them. So let's just start with you because I'm already talking. Anna, what's your category of choice? There's stuff like, just so y'all are aware, there's like easy for adults, for kids, Bible, animal, pop culture. There's one that just says useless. I don't know what that means, but yeah, you get it. Movie, cartoons, one that says 80s, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
I'll go with pop culture.
Pop culture. I would have bet money that you were going to get pop culture. Okay.
Well, it's because it's the most I know. I don't know anything else.
No, you're very pop culture literate. Which pop star burnt down her home gym with candles?
Britney Spears, bitch.
Yeah. I don't, is that, does everyone know that?
I mean, that. Do you watch all her videos? Because I do. And she's like, oh, okay, so like, this is actually one me and my best friend would do impressions of each other too. Just be like, okay, so like, I actually, yeah, it's true. I burned down my gym because I knocked the candle over. Anyway, so I, like the way she casual, this video where she so casually mentions burning down her home gym and then moves on to a different topic so quickly has brought me so much joy. Because it is so, I'm sorry, bitch, you did what?
Yeah.
You burned down your home gym and now you're talking about an outfit you like? Is that, you gotta go watch that video. It is so okay. Funny.
Well, that just proves you know more about pop culture than I do because I had no idea that happened.
I'm on Instagram.
Well, okay, I started you off easy. You get a point. Okay. And now,
are
now
we keeping points?
Turn.
Who's keeping points?
I'm doing it. I've opened up my notes app.
Trisha, Becca, if you're here. Keep real points. We can't trust Shireen to take all the points. Huh? Everyone knows that people who take the points are usually the one that want to cheat.
No. Mm-mm. I'm an honest, I want to say A, but I hate that saying. Abraham Lincoln kind of sucked. But whatever. I can also, whoever is here, yeah, Trisha's here. She can track points. Thank you, Trisha. Okay, let's see what category I want.
But Trisha does work for me, so I will say what Trisha chooses to do is what Trisha chooses to do.
You know what? You can keep score, Trisha. We can tally it up at the end. See who's right.
Could you imagine? I'm just like, Trisha, you know what to do.
Cheating. You glare at her through the camera. God, I don't even know a lot about anything, to be honest.
Do I ask you a question now?
Yeah, I'm going to choose a category. Okay, let's go with cartoons.
Cartoons.
And so this is the very bottom left.
There we go. Okay. What did anime used to be called?
What did it used to be called?
Yes.
Like, what is it short for?
I guess, like, what did it used to be called before the word anime became more popular?
I watch anime. I don't even know what that means. What did anime used to be called? Japanese animation? Like, I don't know. I'm going to go with that. I have no idea what this means.
Japanese animation. Well, the answer is Japanimation.
That's not close enough, I guess.
Well, you kind of got it. You just have to combine the words.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Are you going to give me this point? It's up to you. You it's your discretion.
Sure, I'll give you this one.
Okay, wow, thank you so much. Bless. Okay, that's one for me.
Don't give it to her, Trisha. Just joking.
Okay, you can go ahead and choose another category, or you can stay with pop culture.
I'll stay with pop culture.
Okay. God, some of these are really easy.
Okay.
But not in a bad way. Like, I'm not going to ask you this one. Actually, maybe I should. No, everyone knows, no, whatever. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, my God.
What was Destiny's Child originally called?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if maybe I just didn't know, but...
What?
I did not know this, actually. This is a hard one. I can do another one if you want, because I don't know if anyone would know this.
Child originally called?
I can ask you a different question. That one's too hard.
No, I mean, we can't fine, do that.
Okay, it's fine. Sorry, I'm already backtracking on this game.
This was before they were famous?
I think so, yeah. I think before they grew.
Oh my God. It's in a Beyonce song.
It is?
Girls Time.
Holy shit, how did you get that?
It's in the intro of that song. Remember? Oh God, I forget the exact song. When she plays a clip of their like first television appearance when they're like, welcome, girls time.
Wow. Damn, you got that one. I thought, Damn. Okay.
Holy nothing's hard shit. Enough. It came back to me like I was having like a vision and remembering what is.
I saw your eyes widen.
The song where they mention girls.
But also, it's funny. Time is spelled T Y M E, which is interesting to me.
There's like. Flawless. It's in the beginning of Flawless where they introduce, there's like a weird thing where they're like introducing girls' time on like, I think Star Search or some shit like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Well, wow. The more you know.
Incredible.
The more you know. God. Well, incredible. What a high note. What a high note to take a break on. Let's take a little break. Oh. And then you can ask me a question.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
And we're back.
We're back.
Are you staying on cartoon for your trivia?
Let's go to movie.
Movie. All right. 1 second, please.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 Let's see. Should I just ask you the first question?
You can choose which one you want to ask me.
It's hard to say which one. I'm trying to give you a good one, but... All right. Who was the only non-Jedi... in the original Star Wars trilogy to use a lightsaber? So the only non-Jedi in the original Star Wars trilogy who was able to use a lightsaber.
God, Star Wars fans are gonna hate me for not knowing this immediately.
It's a popular character from the movie.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He was a Jedi, Shireen.
He was a Jedi?
Yes, he literally trained Anakin. Or not Anakin.
No, not him. Wait, who did Harrison Ford play?
Han Solo.
That's what I meant. That's my answer. Han Solo.
That's correct. Han Solo.
Okay, great. I was imagining...
You got it wrong. What? I'll give it to you.
Internally, the image was right, just the name was wrong.
Yeah.
Han Solo is definitely his name. And I feel like an idiot now that I didn't get it immediately. But when you're under pressure, you don't know what your brain does. But I knew it was Harrison Ford. You know what I mean?
Right. So then... Obi-Wan Kenobi trained...
But who was the actor for that character?
Obi-Wan Kenobi was Liam Neeson, right?
Oh, that sounds right. God, I haven't seen the original in so long.
Let's see. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Han Solo.
So Obi-Wan Kenobi trained Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
But he was trained by Yoda.
Right, yeah. So it's like this little...
Who was Luke trained by?
I felt like Yoda trained him too. Remember? Because he like found Yoda. Maybe I'm wrong. But God, I wish I can prove to you that I know it was Han Solo because of the image in my head. But you know what? I didn't get his name right. So
Maybe it was Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, I don't know.
It's okay. I'm sure someone will tell us, even if we don't say it out loud.
I thought that was another character. There was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Am I making it up that Samuel L. Jackson...
No, he's in
was, it. Is, okay, what's his character's name? Okay, whatever. We don't have to Google Star Wars right now. But, okay, your category, your turn. You choose the category.
I'll stick with pop culture. I seem to be doing well.
Yeah, you're excelling. I cannot believe you got the Destiny's Child one. Some of these aren't even pop culture. They're like about the, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the human body, which is sort of weird to me. Oh, the anime question's on here too. This is, oh, that one's so easy. Okay, let's go with, I would be really impressed if you knew this. What color was Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird?
Yeah, the Looney Tunes, the Tweety Bird. Some people really loved Looney Tunes, so I was thinking, like, maybe you're one of them, but it was a weird time.
I have a Looney Tunes sweater.
Tweety Bird, right, I'll just, like, right now, we know him as being yellow, right?
Was this, like, before my time?
I mean, maybe it was, because I didn't know this answer, but... Just because I thought it was interesting, I wanted to know. I'm going to give you this one, and I'm going to pick another question. The answer is pink. I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, I was going to say black and white. Pink? What?
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Okay. Who voiced Yoda and Miss Piggy? I knew this one, but maybe it's just because I don't know.
Who voiced Yoda and Miss Piggy?
Yeah, the same person.
Yoda and Miss Piggy.
He has a weird... his last name.
Ooh, wait.
I guess this is more movie and not pop culture. God, I'm really choosing these dumbass questions.
I don't know. Was Miss Piggy voiced by a man?
Mm-hmm.
Or was Yoda voiced by a woman?
He's a man.
I don't, like, even know who voiced Yoda, so I couldn't even say. I honestly don't know.
It's Frank Oz. Does that sound familiar at all?
Very vaguely.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just into voices. Maybe that's why I knew it. But I'm sorry. I chose two stupid questions. But it's your turn. You can get back at me now.
No, I'm not going to get... Which one do you want to do? What category?
Let me see. Let me go back to that page. Let's do animal.
Animal.
Actually, I'm curious what useless is. Go to useless. What is useless category?
The first question is, who voiced Yoda and Miss Piggy?
Wait, and useless?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Gotten that one.
Where do otters store their favorite rock? I like that question.
In their pouch? Do they have no, they don't have pouches. Where do they store their favorite rock? Do they have that? No, they don't. Do they? Where do they store their favorite rock? I love otters. I really love otters.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of Qui-Gon Jinn. Qui-Gon Jinn trained Obi-Wan, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, you're right. Do otters have pouches?
I don't know.
I don't think they do, because I'm imagining one right now, and their belly is smooth in my head, and I love otters. So I think I would know if they had pouches.
Oh, you know what? Qui-Gon Jinn was played by Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he didn't play Obi-Wan. So you were right.
No, I was wrong, because I thought he played Obi-Wan, but someone else.
But you were right Obi-Wan. That it was Liam Neeson, right? Or maybe not. Never mind.
I guess.
I'm going to just say... I love that they have a favorite rock. I'm just gonna go with in their pouch, with the second guess being their mouth, because I just don't know where else they would put it.
Okay, hold on, let me find the...
I really should know this, though.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Under their arm.
Oh!
They just hold it!
That's so cute! God, otters are so cute.
Apparently, otters use rocks as tools to help them eat their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen videos of them doing that.
You know when you have, like, a bunch of stuff and you're like...
Yeah, you put it under your armpit, or in your armpit, rather.
Yeah, that's where they keep their little things.
God, otters are so cute. I will admit to watching otter videos to feel better, because it really works. They're so cute. Okay, well, I'm glad I know that now, because that's really a cute tidbit. Okay, let's see. Do you want to stay with pop culture?
Sure.
Okay. Some of these are... I want to know the answer just because I want to know them, but maybe I'll just look at this another time. We can just do a little speed round or something later. Okay, how long did Forrest run in Forrest Gump?
I know this.
I know, I thought you would, because you seem like someone that would watch or knew Forrest Gump, but...
He ran cross country. It's like,
this is pretty hard to make you guess some.
Do I need the exact number?
No, I'll give you anything in the ballpark, and then I can tell you the answer.
It was like 3 years.
Yeah. 3 years, two months.
I recently watched it. That's why I know.
Oh, really? Yeah. God. Well, good job. 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours. Oh,
I wouldn't have gotten all those details.
But 3 years, you got it.
He ran cross country. Yeah, because remember he gets all that like long beard and shit.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I haven't seen that movie in ages. And I was one of those haters that didn't like it, but don't come at me for that.
He goes back and forth like 3 or 4 times. I can't remember now, actually.
I'm just going to say you're right about everything. Good job.
About everything you say?
Let's go. 3 years. Wow.
My brain is filled with useless knowledge.
But you're winning this game, so is it useless? It's useful.
All right, what do you want?
Let's go to 4 adults. Let's see what that's about.
4 adults.
It's at the top. Oh, there's a music category.
Oh, this could be like porn. No.
If it's like strange questions, we can choose another category. I don't know what these are.
It almost...
Is it like flirty questions or...
No, it's just like questions that are random as hell.
Oh.
Here, I got one. You should know this one.
I hope so.
What popular beverage once contained cocaine?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that was the easiest question you could have asked me. I'm glad that you went easy on me.
Well, it's an adult question because it says cocaine.
Oh, that's what it is.
You can't ask that to kids.
No. Okay, pop culture.
Yeah, why not?
There's a music section. There's, I don't know what fun means for kids, but we can stick with this one. There's a bunch of these in here.
You could potentially also do movies. Mm-hmm.
This is the boring part of the podcast when we have to choose a question. When I have to choose a question because I'm taking so long. Okay, this one's because you gave me an easy one. What is Mia's full name in The Princess Diaries?
Mia... Oh, how do you say it? Mia, it's Greek? No, where is she from? Genovia? Genovia?
Yeah, some made-up country.
It's like Thermos. Mia.
Actually, no.
Mia Hathaway, no.
I thought it was one word, and I got this wrong. Apparently, it's a bunch of words. You do not have to get this. I will ask you a different question, because... Whatever, but apparently
Thermopolis, Thermopolis.
That's one of them. Exactly. Okay, you got it.
Oh, there's multiple.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Apparently, Thermopolis.
What's her full name?
Amelia.
Oh, it's
Meganati Grimaldi Thermopolis Ronaldo.
Oh, but that's like after she gets picked up and becomes like a princess, though.
Okay, because I thought it was just that one weird Thermopolis word. So, yeah. Okay, maybe they're saying what she ends up as or something. But you got it right. It was Thermopolis.
It was
good
Thermopolis.
Job.
Yeah, no, I remember Mia Thermopolis. I didn't remember like all the other names she got after.
No, I didn't know that was even a thing. No.
Genovia. Okay.
Good job.
That's not real, right?
No, it's not real. I'm going to go with history this time. I'm just jumping all over the place trying to see what I know anything of, and turns out I don't know anything.
I used to read those Princess Diaries books. Okay.
I really loved Ella Enchanted. That was my shit when I was younger.
Here's a good one. What was Eleanor Roosevelt's maiden name?
Am I supposed to know this?
Yeah. There's a key fact of why you should know it.
Eleanor Roosevelt. I know once you say it, I'm going to be like, wow, I'm a moron. I don't know off the top of my head, to be honest, anything about American history or anything. But give me a hint. Can you give me a hint? I'm just gonna go on like on the record saying you win Trivial Pursuit, obviously. You're much better at this than I am, but just give me a little hint.
They have her and her relationship with her husband, Franklin D, had a connection before they were even married.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, they're cousins, bitch.
Oh, that sounds so familiar now. Now that you say it out loud, it was, she's always been Eleanor Roosevelt.
They're distant cousins, but they're still cousins.
But still, I remember that now.
That was the thing. Remember, they were cousins. Everyone was like,
Yeah, very monarchy of them.
Yeah.
That threw me off. I was like, she's had a different name. So in the back of my head, I knew, but my brain is short-circuiting every other minute now, so just because of, I don't know, I'm getting dumber and dumber, I guess. But Let's see. How much time do we have? How about you? You'll get one more question, then we can go to a break.
Okay.
How about that? Do you want to stick with me, pop culture?
Yeah, keep me in the old poppy culture.
Okay. Oh, I saw the favorite rock question. So cute. Okay. Let's do... How many times was Elizabeth Taylor married?
Elizabeth Taylor. Oh my god, it's gotta be like 15, right? Hold on.
Sorry, the answer's loading.
She was married. There was that one guy, the one who's the woman from Star Wars' father.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm forgetting what her name is.
It is a number over... Okay, it's a number between 1 and 10.
Okay, what was that guy's name?
I don't know any names. Obviously, I didn't even get Roosevelt, even though you said it to
this
me.
This bitch was married 100 times.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's on the upper side of the 10, of the 1 through 10s. You're right.
Oh, God. I literally want to say 10. How about this? I'll say 9.
It's 8. And I think it's close enough. It's... Isn't that interesting? Getting married 8 times.
That's the whole thing about her. She's been married a shit ton of times.
Yeah. It's hard out there being some famous person trying to find love. Look at Britney Spears. She's had a hard time too. It's all just sad. Okay. How about we take our second break? We'll be right back. Do a couple more questions. Wrap it up. We give you a trophy because you're obviously the winner. Whatever. Okay. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to go back to movies.
All right, movies. How do I find? There we go.
Maybe all right. Useless. No, it's fine.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm. I know that question because I saw it.
Okay.
If it's something obscure or like weird, I'll go with history. If it's there are better questions in history.
Is there only 5 trivia questions per thing?
I don't know because they're... If you scroll down, there's a bunch, but then they just stop abruptly. Like, pop culture has at least, like, 20. But I don't know how they divvied them up, you know?
Okay, here's one. In The Breakfast Club, the movie.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
no.
Okay, then never mind. You'll never get this.
That's my bad. That's one of those American classics that I have to learn up on.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
What is the first animal scene in The Lion King?
The first animal scene?
Yeah.
Like
first shot.
First shot? Elephants? No. What is it?
What?
That's the song. The intro song.
What is this? Yeah, but that didn't sound right. Sing it again.
Nope, I'm not doing that ever.
It sounds like you're being like,
like a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. Like, that's what it sounded like to me, what you just did. I was like,
that's so fucking funny.
I'm sorry. You think that's, you think Red Hot Chili Peppers did the intro to Lion King?
I don't know why I'm gonna go with elephants drinking water or some shit. I thought there was, I think there's water involved. I haven't seen it in too long.
It's rhinoceros.
They look like elephants.
Rhinoceros. Rhinoceros.
They look like elephants, but it is water. I did not get that. I know. I'm gonna have to think of what you get as a prize later. Okay, I'm just going to...
The joy of being alive.
Yeah, I was saying it during the break that it's so funny that I'm getting destroyed because this was my idea, so I just...
Well, I also
suffer.
Just stick to what I know, which is pop culture, and you're like, give me history!
I'm just jumping around, seeing what the questions are like. I don't know, I'm curious. Let's go to history again. I'm curious what they're gonna ask. I don't like America. I want them to ask you about not American history, because I know more about that stuff.
All right, history.
Okay. Maybe I should just stick with the easy category, actually. It's also a best category. I wonder what that one is.
This history is tough, Shireen. Like,
Okay, fine. Let's go to fun. Go to back and go to the one just says fun. There's a snorkel on it. I don't know what
that
means.
How about this?
Okay.
Where did Halloween originate?
Mexico?
Ireland.
Ireland?
I know. Sorry.
Did you know that?
No. It is a strange answer to me.
Fun fact.
Low-key, it's a lie. There's no way.
I've never heard that. But it's very interesting. That's the thing. Even if I get something wrong, like, it's like a crossword. I like that I now know something useless. You know what I mean? Even if I didn't know it at first. Now I know that otters store rocks under their arms, and that's adorable. Okay, let's go back to pop culture, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. Who was Kim Kardashian's second husband?
Second husband?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Humphreys bitch? Was he first?
I don't know. What's your answer? I don't know.
Second husband. Oh! I'm going to say Humphreys.
You're right. It was Chris Humphreys.
That was the one that was like 20 seconds long?
It was like, I looked it up recently, actually, because I forgot how old she was, and I was just curious about the age difference with her and Pete Davidson. But yeah, according to the internet, it lasted 2 years, but I'm sure a big chunk of that was like separation and divorce stuff, because I think it only lasted like a couple months.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah, good job.
Because I think she was married to some other dude.
Yeah, I didn't know the first person's name when I saw her little wicked. When you Google someone, all the info's on the right hand side. I didn't know the first person. But yeah, let's go to the category that says fun and see if it's actually fun.
Fun.
Wait, I'm on that category just scrolling through because I was curious. They're so hard. How is this fun? I'm not having fun. I'm kidding, I am.
But... Which celebrity refused a dinner invitation from JFK's White House because it was 100 miles away?
JFK's White House? 100 miles away. A celebrity. Was it the 60s? Who was around in the 60s? Did you know this one? Or like, would
no.
you... Do you know... No.
It's pretty random. Should we ditch that one?
Yeah, I want to know who it is, though.
William Faulkner?
I would never have gotten that.
No.
In my life. If there was a gun to my head, I would die.
Okay, hold on.
Go to music if this one's too stupid. Also, I feel like this is maybe the most boring episode to listen to, but I had no idea what to do. And I'm sorry. You can blame it on me.
Okay, who was the original Foxy Brown?
The original Foxy Brown?
You should know this one, kinda, right?
I should. Again, I don't know anything. And I'm realizing that more and more, the more we do this episode, it's very sad. What is Foxy Brown?
The movie Foxy Brown?
Mm-mm. I don't know what movie.
It's Pam Grier.
Would never have gotten that. Damn, I know, do I know anything? Maybe these are just hard questions. Do you know what I just thought of? Okay, I don't know if you already know about this because it happened a couple weeks ago, but I just found out yesterday. The Kardashians were like supporting or promoting their new show on Hulu or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of them were like sitting being interviewed, and they were doing this game where it was like, which sister is more likely to do this, or which sister is this one or whatever.
Yeah.
So the question was like, who's the most frugal? And so they're all looking around and they choose Kendall, and Kendall's like, oh my god, what does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
Frugal?
I just think it's so ironic that she did not know what frugal meant. Like, she's so rich. She's never even heard of the word. Isn't that absurd? It was...
That's crazy.
It was so, like a picture-perfect image of richness. Yeah, it does make me sick too, Becca. I agree. But I just can't believe... Like, just when you thought they were the most out-of-touch people, no, it's worse. You know? They've never heard the word frugal. I don't know why they even think of that, but... I did look up frugal on Twitter just to see if there was any discussion about it, and there was a few little things, but I also was late to the game. It happened a couple days ago, or like a week ago or something. I just thought that was interesting.
Well, ask me a question. And don't ask what it is to be frugal, because I don't know.
You don't? No, you do.
No,
you're
I don't.
You're too rich to know.
I don't know what that means.
No. Okay. Let's do, okay, 49 minutes. Hey, Trisha, Rebecca, how about for the last ones, you each pick a question for me and Anna, and those will be the last questions. How about that? Interacting, and I don't want to choose. I hate making decisions.
OMG, wait, I have a question. What's Johnny Depp afraid of?
What's he afraid of?
Yes.
Do you know him?
I mean, the answer's here. But
do you know who he's afraid of? Or what he's afraid of?
Amber Heard? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm gonna guess. What are people afraid of?
It's like an actual phobia.
Clouds?
Oh my god, Tree, you got it.
Wait, it's clouds?
The answer's clouds. Oh, wow, the actor nice. Has cold.
What?
Oh my god, wow, I'm embarrassed. Coulrophobia, or fear of clowns. It's spelled Coulrophobia.
Wow, I'm shocked. I love my random guess is what the answer, the one I get right. I know nothing for sure. It was just a random guess.
Aww.
Wow. Irony.
That's pretty cool.
I'm afraid of clowns, too.
I thought you were afraid of upside down faces.
Yeah, those are my
I feel
two
like that's in the
years.
Same genre.
I guess they do.
Like, I feel like they go in
scary faces.
See, it's a popular phobia. That's why I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else is there?
Yeah. Let's hear it. Shoot.
Okay. Other than water, what is the most consumed beverage? Maybe that's kind of boring. Okay. I'll let it go. Do you guys want to try?
Yeah, sure.
The most consumed beverage other than water?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I know.
Go ahead.
Coffee? Tea?
No.
No?
Tea?
Tea?
It's tea
was my tea. Of course it's tea. Because so many cultures like love tea.
Oh, it's tea? I thought it was gonna be Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Wait, this sounds kind of weird. Who is maybe you remember this. This is before my time, but the question
Wow,
is,
okay. We get it. We're old. You're a baby. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, who was everyone's first friend on MySpace?
Tom.
Oh my god, Trisha, you don't know that?
Are you that young? Are you that young?
Yeah.
I feel
never
so old.
Had MySpace.
Wow.
It's Tom.
I never had MySpace either.
Tom.
I made a MySpace, okay, and my mom
if you
didn't
saw,
know.
Sorry. If you saw an image of Tom, you might recognize him because like he's become a meme now. But I never had a MySpace either, for the record, Trisha.
I feel bewildered, bamboozled. Yeah. I feel old right now. My birthday's on Monday.
Hey, happy early birthday, first of all. But I feel you. Yeah.
Thank you. That is too funny, Trisha. Oh my god. Yeah, I made a MySpace, and Carol D. Sorry, Carol D. I know you listen. She was very upset about it when she found it. I made it secretly when I was 13, and then I still kept it up.
Yeah, I never had MySpace, and I remember when people started getting them. I was too young for it anyway, but it was also one of those things that was like, I hate popular things. I'm never going to get this thing. And that was like the first time that I was insufferable, but I never
so
got
then,
one.
Shane, did you have a Tumblr?
Yes, I definitely had a Tumblr.
Okay,
and a Zanga.
Yes.
I
oh,
a Zanga.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Zanga was... Trisha? No.
I will keep quiet.
Do you know what LiveJournal is?
I know what a Tumblr.
LiveJournal. Oh my god, I forgot about LiveJournal.
LiveJournal, I've heard of.
What about AskFM?
I actually don't really.
AskFM, yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
I remember AskFM was a big thing.
I don't know what that is.
It's like almost Reddit now, I feel like.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's more personal. It's like people can ask you questions online anonymously, and then you get to respond. So people ask like really invasive things. I remember it was a big deal in middle school.
Is it like that? What, like something asks or answers? What was that one?
Yeah, I guess
Jeeves. Kinda. Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
ask Jeeves. I remember ask Jeeves. There is a website that I think is very indicative, if you know it or not, like you are of this generation or like of a certain generation, because it was so brief and beautiful. But GeoCities, anyone?
Oh, I actually don't know that one.
GeoCities was like one of the first domains that you can like join. So it was like geocities.com/Becca or whatever. It was like one of those first ones. And me and my sister made a Sailor Moon page.
Oh, I love Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wow. This was fun, right, guys?
I have fun.
Way too long.
I had fun too.
Anna, you won.
I have a question. What was that website called, like post something, where you could like send anonymous messages?
Huh.
Do you remember this one?
Anonymous messages?
Yeah.
That wasn't asked
on Tumblr.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing on the thing, just asking anonymous questions.
They were like postcards. Post Secret.
Oh my god, I forgot about Post Secret. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Trisha, you know what that is?
Yeah. Wow. I remember hearing about it.
Damn, I forgot all about Post Secret. God,
I used to go look at Post Secret for hours.
Damn, I forgot all about that.
That's a great genius site. I hope it's still around. Oh, I just pulled it up. Let's see. Whenever my boss throws a tantrum at work, I change her contact info on my phone. Hissy Fit, Meltdown Central, Trash Bosh, McDrama Llama.
Perfect. Oh my god, it's still up here. Oh my god, I remember these. Holy shit, dude.
They're kind of genius.
Yeah.
Were y'all on Omegle?
Omegle? I don't know.
I remember
what's Omegle. Y'all, okay, see, oh maybe god. This is Omegle. Like, Shereen, your GeoCities. This is like Omegle, I feel like, was a very special, weird part of the internet that was like, it was like when the internet started expanding past MySpace, and they kind of turned into this like dangerous territory because we didn't really have any like internet safety rules. Mm-hmm. And so it was this website you go on and it would like randomize chat you with somebody anywhere in the world, like who got on Omegle, and it was like webcam. God. And so you would just get randomly matched to talk to somebody on Omegle. And a lot of times it was like dick pics, like you would like refresh and then it's just like someone with their dick out, or they'd meet random people.
I thought, wasn't that something chat? Wasn't there something else like that? But it was like chat roulette?
Yeah.
Chat roulette?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. It was basically chat roulette, but it was called Omegle.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. And it also had a chat function and it had, and it had a video function. Oh my gosh, that used to be like the sleepover thing to do.
Yes! Yeah, Omegle, talk to strangers. 46,000 plus people online.
Holy shit, man. That's the internet.
Now it's video is monitored. It didn't used to say that. Now it says video is monitored. Keep it clean.
Damn. I'm sure it still happens though. People get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Angel Fire was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Up there with like LiveJournal or something in that era. But Anna, do you claim anything as the winner of Trivial Pursuit? Do you want,
claim anything?
Or like, what would you like?
I don't want anything.
Okay, great.
Let's wrap us out.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. I know this was like a random-ass episode with long pauses between things. I hope you didn't hate it. Also, if you have ideas for things for us to talk about when we're solo, if you guys want to submit questions in advance, just tweet at us and I will log it and we can do it the next time. But until then, this is Ethnically Ambiguous, Ethnically Amb, AMB on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, AMBIG on Instagram. I'm Shereen, it's Shirohiro on Instagram, and Shirohiro666 on Twitter.
And I'm at AnnaHosey on Twitter.
And yeah, until next time, learn some trivia, because... if you're ever in this spot, don't be embarrassed like I am. Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.